individual. It doesn't matter what religion you are, where you're from, what your spiritual upbringing is. So we gather together once a month and have medicine circles and get together and perform Native American religious ceremonies. Our circle doesn't involve using peyote. Peyote is used in certain ceremonies performed by the Native American church, which we have been a part of, but we are spiritually within the same realm. Today we perform maybe two or three songs. I'm going to tell a couple of stories. I'm going to get on to the music. Walker, Bruce Mother, This is called the horse dance again. It's used in ceremonies in the old way when the warriors went out to battle on the horses. When the horses got shot out from underneath them or wounded or killed, they had special ceremonies offering those horses that carried the warriors in these battles. And the warrior society that carried these had the ceremonies carried these horse dance. I'm going to tell you a story that kind of goes along with the coloration of the forest representing the pinto. And pinto is one of the horses that we use, the Lakota people use on the plains in the old days. And the story involves the horses and how they got the spot. Up on the vast plains, a long, long time ago, before there were human beings, all the animal people lived on the plains, on the prairie. One of the animals that lived out there was a horse. The horse was a magnificent stallion. It looked like a fish. Walked tall in his tail because he was a warrior. He was proud of the fact that he was only warrior on his land, and his people were strong on him. He's out there on the plains one day, kind of hunting around for something to do. Can't be a wild warrior to do that without having him. Wish I had some cats to chase. They weren't here. He's out there on the plane one day. He stops. And he sees over there on the distance, on the horizon, another horse. This horse here, one I'm talking about, all black. Beautiful black. Shining coat. He sees a horse over there that has a white coat. One he's never seen. He takes off and goes back to his friend, his warrior. This is Calvin. That we're not the only proud warriors on this plain. Give you the attention to take around. Be louder if you don't have 40 feet. Anyway, he says that we have to do something about it. We go to consult the medicine first. First, we have the power to change things in mind. Protection of the family and the tribe. Knocks on his chief's door. I have a problem. We have some other warriors out here that don't belong. What should I do? The old medicine horse is out here living on some grass. I know of these enemies. We have seen these enemies before. Like the tall people we are, we have always had. They mix it up with a magic potion. Take this back to your warrior book. Warriors like to do this. Help them win the battle. Goes back to the council with the horse study. This is what it needs in order to defeat the enemy we have. We all knew this stuff. Probably grass. I wasn't there, so I don't know. Anyway, the next day, talking about my plans, nothing to do.
He's using the blackboard.
I don't know why I decided to make him go to battle with the head count. Brother, we have new warriors, new enemies on the plain. What should we do? The medicine group will get together and see if they have to go and talk to the medicine. Knock on it. Brother, we have a problem here. We're not the only ones on the plane that can stop me. Call people. Tell them the problem is the other warriors that can stop the plane. Give them the magic potion, tell them the master's buddy. For the black horse, out of the age, magic warrior for me. He's got a white spot on him. Camouflage. The white horse, he got a black spot. Next day, he prepares for battle. The white horse is over here. The horse is black is over here. And they charge. And in the middle of this big battle, the dust is flying, hoofs are flying, horses are biting each other. And I'm hit with all the confusion. Everybody stops and looks around. Who are you? Who are you? I see a black horse and a white fox, or is that a white horse and a black fox? Pretty soon all these horses are really confused. They don't know who to attack, because they can't tell one from another. They go back to their separate tribes with as many people they can find that maybe are in their tribe. You my buddy? You my friend? They're confused. What do? They go back and talk to medicine. All the work, black and white, white and black and white. Brother, they're foolish. You run around here like you own this land. Nobody owns this land. And they teach you that your greed is harming you. I've been giving you black horses the white spot. And the white horses the black spot. Now you want to intermix because you can't tell each other apart. And that's how we got a single pony. Thank you.
stories, myths, or legends, but they are what human beings were created, why we are related to one another. And many of our stories tell the creation of the beginning of life, of all life, not just human life. We expect to understand that we are a part of everything that has been created. This is a story that talks about our relation, the animal relations that are related to us. Long before there were human beings, there were animal relations on the earth. This is a story of how the animals got their names. This is a story of how the animals came to be, but we know each and every one of them by their name. What it means to a person or an animal or something to have the power of a name. A name is a very powerful thing. We respect our name because it is a place of spiritual empowerment for us to have our medicine name. That's why the Creator gave each animal a name that has a special power that goes with it. That animal understands what their place in creation is about. Long time ago, before there were human beings, before there was square logic, long time ago, even before there were teachings, the Creator was busy making the world. The Creator was all powerful in the beauty of the things that the Creator made. In the blink of an eye, they would come up to the Creator, and He would step out. This is really not the beautiful about the creation. And you will position him down. He was down to the walk away. He was very proud of who they are, what they meant to be, who they were. He began to put their foot upon the earth. And they began to live there, harmony with the earth. We got through all the animal relations. Last animal relations in mind, the great bird.
We have like 5 minutes if you want to talk. Yeah. You want a story? Whatever you want to do. I mean, you can tell another story or we can talk. Okay.
Watch them enjoy something.
How much do you want
to buy? Oh, I don't know, 25 cents a piece, 10 cents a piece.
That's $1. It's a private.
Sorry we didn't have, you know, questions and stuff, but it was really good to have you guys. Okay. All right. Okay, good. Thanks.